So where do we lead? Where does this lead us? It leads us first to this Italian expression, salto mortale. Salto mortale means the brave leap, the dangerous leap, the leap into the void. So when Yves Klein took that photo in the early 1960s of him leaping off a building, he was trying to personify not someone killing themselves, but someone optimistically trusting where it was going to go. The thing is, it's always too soon to leap. It always feels like it would be better to leap later. And there's a big difference between being prepared and being ready. When Gutenberg launched the printing press, 96% of the people in Europe were illiterate. What a stupid time to launch book technology when it was going to be a multi-year process just to learn how to use one for 96% of the people. When Carl Benz launched the car, it was against the law to drive in Germany. He had to get a letter from the king permitting him to drive. Not only that, there were no roads. And there were no gas stations, which was a really dumb time to launch the car. And when AOL and CompuServe came out with their online services, the fastest you could get online was 14.4 kilobytes per second, right? Which would drive anyone today into a complete frenzy. Now, so none of those people were ready. They were all prepared. And that's the giant difference, right? That you will always have to leap into the void before it's time, because otherwise it will be too late. And yet we still look for shortcuts. So I got an email, I get these emails all the time. Don't send me one, I will delete it. From this woman named Yasmin, she says, may I have a guest post on your blog? And I wrote back saying, which of the other guest posts on my blog did you like? And tell me, and I'm happy to give you one. And usually these people don't write back when I say that. But she said, oh. And I said, then I went back to her, why don't you do what I do, which is write things and put them on your blog? And she said, because I want to get credibility first. And you don't get credibility first. You get credibility last. You write first. You leap first. You connect first. You contribute first. And then over time, maybe you get credibility. But as long as she keeps looking for that shortcut and isn't writing, she's never going to get anywhere because she's hiding. So there's another Greek term called akrasia, which is, means doing something against your best interests, like filing your taxes late, right? Procrastination fits into that. We trick ourselves into akrasia all the time. That's the lizard brain at work. It forces us to do things against our interest as a way of hiding. But if we can trick ourselves into doing things against our interest, we can also trick ourselves into doing things in our interest. So Neil Gaiman, who's sold a bazillion and two books, is beloved by millions of people who have read his books, has said he needs to be bored. That when he's not bored, the lizard in his head is always so active, he can waste a whole day. But if he puts himself into a room where there is nothing to do at all, the noise inside his head is so deafening, it insists that he write. And so he has figured out how to trick himself into creating an environment where he will do things that are in his interest. Right? So there's a rocky shore of hiding from the world and the rocky shore of making noise, but it's only in between. And I keep coming back to this, only in between we're able to do this magic work.